Now, Caroline, it's been an eventful weekend for yourself.
Yes.
You travelled a long way to Western Australia to surprise your sister on her birthday. Oh, by the way, did you feel like a psychopath? Remember, you were a bit worried that it was all about you, the surprise, not her?
Yeah, that's right. No, because once we got there, you know, we moved on pretty quickly from the surprise. We didn't spend the whole weekend going, aren't we amazing?
Right.
We surprised you.
Right.
Yeah, no, it was all
say,
good fun.
You didn't record the moment and put it on all your socials?
No. Well, like, it's sort of funny. As you get older, don't you reckon you just get worse at socials? Like, I used to be good. I'd like post all the time, and now I'm like, oh, okay, just can't be bothered.
But the worst of those socials, the memories that pop up, it's like, God, who is this person?
Yes.
Who is that? Is that me that posted that? Oh, dear Lord. Hey, Carolina, we've got a couple of opportunities for the people to join us right now.
Yes, we do. We would love you to give us a call and tell us how far you've gone for something, because I am amazed at the amount of people from the Sunshine Coast that flew to Vegas for a couple of footy games. And I went to WA for a party.
It's a long way to go for a game of footy.
Yep.
Especially to watch Manly win.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
How far have you travelled for something?
Yes. People go to weddings in really crazy places these days. Destination weddings.
That is hard work.
Yeah.
I remember getting all the way to Mexico and thinking, could have gone to Noosa. Like, really?
Really? Yeah, sure.
Because,
sure.
I mean, we were in a resort, stuck in there. It was that whole, oh, don't go out, it's Mexico.
Yeah, right.
We're in a resort, and I'm like, why are we doing this? Why did we do this? You know, and it was just like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But geez, it's a long way to go
way to go. So what's the furthest you've gone?
For something.
Someone. What about that?
Well, I had a girlfriend fly back from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And this is when I was in Townsville. And all I did was drive up to Mission Beach. It was like 2 hours north of Townsville.
Right, but she'd
done some
Hong Kong to see you.
20-hour epic flight back from Hong Kong. I don't know what the hell she did. And look, by the time she got there, her expectations were through the roof. Nothing I could do.
You did not meet her expectations.
Yeah, try and meet that expectation was ever going to happen, Caroline. You know me.
I know that. And you know what? If she was your girlfriend, she should have known that too.
I'm a disappointment. Wendy's in Mooloolaba. What did you get up to? How far did you go? And what was it for?
The situation is I live on Sunny Coast. I've got a daughter in Melbourne and a son in Perth.
Right.
My daughter in Melbourne had booked a trip to go and see her brother in Perth.
Yeah.
And she sent me a Facebook invite to come and see them in Perth.
Yeah.
So I took 3 months off work, got on my Harley and rode around Australia and met them in Perth.
Oh, Wendy. Oh, Wendy, I love it. That is so good. So
that's not a mission. That's just some sort of rort.
That is sensational. And then just as soon as you met them in Perth, did you just come straight back through the middle and get a quick run back? Or what did you do?
No, clocked up 20,000 kilometres in 3 months and just kept going. I followed round past through your area, Margaret River, and around, you know, Nullarbor, Melbourne, and then up the coast again.
You're just showing off now, Wendy.
Yeah, that's showing off. And but you know what? Did you get sick of riding the Harley? Did you get a sore bum?
No. Her name's Priscilla. She's she's been gender reassigned. She was blue. She's now pink and white.
So, hello.
And the thing I really regret is not getting someone to photograph me crossing the Nullarbor with like a dreamer out the back of me. That's the one thing that I really regret.
Yes.
And, you know, selfie on a Harley, not dangerous.
Linda rang us. She once flew all the way to Dublin from Perth for a hen's night.
Legend.
I know, that's huge.
That's a magnificent effort. Let's go over to Janine.
I went to Calgary in Canada to go to the Calgary Stampede.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That's huge.
And what sort of travel are we looking at? How do you get there?
I flew into LAX and then from LAX to Calgary.
Wow, okay. And that's...
And the Calgary Stampede is, I mean, it's very famous, I know, but it's rodeos and music and all that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rodeos on steroids, really. It's not... What we have in Australia is nothing compared to what they have over there.
Yeah.
It was my first international flight, and I went on my own, and I was so scared, I don't know if I'd ever do it again.
Oh, okay. Really? But did you have fun?
Oh, it was the best 3 weeks of my life.
Oh.
Sounds like a load of bull, Janine. Let's go to Mark in Aruna. What happened, buddy?
Went from Sydney to England.
What for?
I trialled, well, back in my younger days, I trialled for a, well, what would be now a Premier League team in England.
Oh, right, rugby league?
Soccer.
Soccer, wow.
Oh, okay.
And what did you? Which team did you try out for?
For Southampton.
Is that right?
And didn't get the gig?
No, I was that good. They even put me on a bus and made sure I got on the plane to come home.
A bit of an adventure.
Oh, it was awesome. It was the best 6 months you could ever spend outside of Australia. And the people you got to meet was like just legends of the sport. It was just an unbelievable time. It was fantastic.
Now, there's a bloke that travelled a long way to get somewhere. Darryl Braithwaite.
Yeah, where did he travel?
Well, he came all the way to see us one Sunday morning for a Jimmy Five gig. And I remember he did a great show and he's a lovely bloke.
Lovely.
But he was exhausted.
He was kind of cranky.
Well, he did a favour for us.
Yeah.
And so he's out on a, what, Sunday morning about 11 o'clock trying to sing a gig.
Yeah.
And it was basically half asleep between songs.
So we're asking the question this morning, where have you gone? How far did you go to see someone or do something? Obviously, 20,000 Australians travelled to Las Vegas.
Yeah. And hey, I heard a rumour too that the beers in Vegas at the stadium were like $50 Australian. Is that true?
Well, when I was in America in October last year, a round for John and I, so a vodka soda and a beer would be $50 Australian for two drinks everywhere we went in America.
That's time one beer.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's double what we were paying. But I tell you what, drinking in America is not cheap.
Well, it was when I was there.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, well, the Australian dollar doesn't help. Yeah. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about how far you went. So people went to Vegas for a footy match. I went all the way to Western Australia for my sister's birthday party on Saturday night, and that was about 24 hours travelling to be there for 36 hours.
It's a long way.
Yes, it feels it right now. I had a great time.
Didn't I say she'd be croaky on Monday? Didn't I say?
But geez, right now I feel like I'm swimming through through mud.
Kylie's in Beer War. What about you? How far did you go for something?
About 18 years ago. Oh, I was 18 years old, more than 18 years ago. We were driving around Darwin on a Friday night, me and my boyfriend and his mate, and we were a bit bored, so we drove to Catherine for a hamburger. The boys in the back of the ute.
Oh, my God!
That's a couple of hundred kilometres, right? Like, how far is that?
Hour drive. The boys were sitting in the back of the ute, and then it rained on the way back, and there was a single door, you know, single cab ute, so there was no way for them to park. They were just sitting in the back of the ute eating on their hamburger in the rain. Was it a good hamburger? Well, yeah, it was pretty good. I don't know, can't remember, but yeah, that was something to do.
That's really about the journey, not the destination, isn't it? We should mention Todd and Sammy doing how far they went for something. I mean, they went all the way over for the Megsie and Harry wedding. And then Sammy went back for the Queen's
funeral.
You're
right. Sammy and her beautiful friend Mel, they were there. They were on the ground for the Queen's funeral for 36 hours. They flew
all the way to
London.
That's it. They only went for
up,
that.
Went and saw the Queen in state, flew home.
Some people treated the NRL game in Vegas across the weekend with the same respect.
Flew there, came, saw, conquered, came home.
Let's go to Dave in Palmwoods, mate. How far did you go for something?
I went to London for Live Aid in 85.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal.
Man, I tell you, every time I watch the concert on, I got it on DVD, it brings tears well up my eyes, you know?
Oh, that is a jaw-dropping experience. Totally worth it.
How long were you away?
Well, that time I went away for 9 months. I was only going for 6 weeks, but I stayed away for 9 months.
Good for you, Dave. And where were you when you went, right, I'm going to Live Aid? Were you in Australia?
Yeah, yep. So I just bought the ticket and went. I thought, I'll never have this opportunity again. So I did it.
I tell you were right, mate, because
what a concert.
Know, Freddie Mercury, it was when you two took over, and I mean they were all there. What a just a bag of legends to check out in the flesh.
Well, Freddie Mercury and they say that was the best live concert ever, and I have to agree with them. That was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just like something I've ever heard.
Everyone from to be proud of.
Bob Geldof, Spandau Ballet, Elvis Costello, Nick Kershaw, Julian. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Phil Collins, Sting. Incredible effort. That's wild, Dave. I mean, really, when you think about it, you hear about Woodstock, mm-hmm. and then the next one's Live Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I agree.
I don't know any other sort of mega famous concert like that. Oh, except for Narara 84.
Yeah, they are.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
it's that. It's Woodstock, Live Aid, Narara 84.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Brad and Cotton Tree. What'd you get up to?
I lived in Alice Springs, so not a lot of options for coffee shops around the place. So one Sunday morning, the wife and I decided to take our new SS Commodore for a run up the highway. So 20 kilometres north of Alice Springs, there's nothing. Yeah. So we go to a place called Big Man Walk. It's about 190 kilometres north of Alice Springs.
Yeah.
So a ridiculous fuel bill. Get there for a coffee, walk in. G'day, mate. Couple of coffees, please. Sorry, mate. Coffee machine's out of order. He hands us two satchels of Nescafe 43 and some UHT milk and charges us $7. Charges us $7 for coffee. Unreal.
Country hospitality, we call that.
Bizarre. And this pub, Big Man Walk, is in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing.
Yeah. Well, so they need a new coffee machine.
And a $200 fuel bill.
He's still banging on about his $200 fuel bill. I love it.